Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. We'll be coming up on that in a few minutes here. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Hello, big boy. How are you?
Okay, I guess after spending 2 hours in a locker room talking to every single assistant coach known to man, trying to process something, I just realized that not much came out of it. So there's 2 hours of my life.
What was the most interesting thing you heard from anybody?
I thought Pat Meyer was pretty good, saying that basically Broderick Jones just needs to he used the word focus, but he clarified it later. He just needs to be a little bit more on his details. And I pretty much said that the guy is very young, extremely young guy who has not played a lot of snaps in the NFL and in college, and it takes time. And he pretty much, not only did he double down, he made it crystal clear that Dan Moore is his left tackle, and there's no debate over that. So that's probably more of the interesting thing that came out of the sessions.
Well, that leads to a couple of questions. One is, I think I could live with the Broderick Jones mistakes. Yes, he's a young guy, but does he have, is he aggressive enough? Is he
the machismo?
That's, we've had Chris Hoke on here. He wants him to finish blocks more. Like mistakes of aggression I can live with. Is this guy, is he an aggressive enough player?
Well, not right now, he's not. I mean, he looked like that last year. I mean, he looked like he was on that upward track to being a solid right/left tackle in this league for a decade. I mean, sometimes things get in your head like this. I mean, you go into slumps. I mean, offensive linemen can go into slumps just like everybody else does. It's just a matter of cleaning up some things in their eyes, and he'll be okay. He's probably one of the weaker links right now on that offensive line. Now, that doesn't mean that will continue down that path. I still think he has a ton of talent. I just think the very limited snaps in Georgia and the very limited time, I mean, he was dealing with some injury here, that it might just take a little bit more time. I think the worst thing may have happened to him, Joe, was the success he had early last year. Now, we project that to just getting better this year, and sometimes that doesn't always pan out that way.
Yeah, I just wish the get after it was a little bit higher. Like I said, I could live with mistakes, but I don't know, man. So that leads to the other side, to Dan Moore. Is Dan Moore going to sign a new deal here? And if he doesn't, how does this play out? You just move Broderick to the left side?
Yeah, I think so. I honestly find it hard to fathom a situation other than, you know, Troy Fatone, who can't play for 3 years or whatever, his career is over, that them keeping Dan Moore around. I mean, regardless of how well Dan Moore plays, you got a number one pick on one side, you got a number one pick, 20 and 14 is your bookend tackles. Regardless of how well Dan Moore plays, I don't think you can move. You're not going to sign him for a decent amount of money just to be an in-case guy. He'll be able to go start somewhere else, and you add all that together, I find it almost impossible for him to come back next year.
How about the idea of Dan Moore at left tackle, Broderick Jones at right, Fatano at guard?
Yes, I mean, I guess you could do that, but I never really thought that much way through that. Of if you're going to really want to use a 20th overall pick on a guard. But I guess that's one option you have, considering the guard spot is a little open with who knows how long James Daniel. You would think he'd be out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to sign him anyways, so he would be out for some time. Mason McCormick looks like he's the guy who's going to solidify himself there, but how long does Sam Alu stay there? Still, I don't think that's number one on their list. They're going to let Dan Moore go and see how much he gets paid. And just like Chooks got paid a decent amount of salary, I guess, to go and start at New England. Why wouldn't Dan Moore do the same thing?
Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. How about Deontay Johnson to the Ravens? Your thoughts on that? And then, if I may be so bold as to double barrel you, what about the Steelers bringing in a receiver? Who might it be? Do you think they will?
Yeah, it's funny how Deontay Johnson is probably all of a sudden healthy for this week, right?
exactly. He's on the Devontae Adams plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to absolutely benefit the Ravens. He's still a very good wide receiver. And Joey Porter was talking about him today, saying, you know, it brings that matchup with the Ravens with a little bit extra oomph to it with Deontay Johnson there. I think, I mean, you could probably call him their best receiver right now. And it's, like I said, it creates so many different. I mean, if you look at the Ravens, they were a team that was in need of a wide receiver, and they were able to go get one. And I think he's still at the top of his game. So I think that's a huge get for them. I think that, you know, that might even be enough to flip the script here and saying that Baltimore is still, you know, not by far, but still the easy favorite to win this division over a guy like that, with a guy like that. Now, a guy like what the Steelers are going to do? I mean, not many options here, man. I mean, I guess you got Mike Williams out there, I guess. But I don't know. He's pretty much dried up right now. I'm sure they're going to try to find somebody. Yeah, I mean, he's the guy that's been on the IR for the past, what, 7 weeks. I'm guessing he could be a guy. I don't know how close he is to being activated and healthy. He's a guy, definitely, and guy in Tennessee, too. I forget his name.
Traylon
number
Burks.
Two. Yes, he could be a guy you can think of. I think Omar is going to definitely push to see what he's able to find there, just for the anything else, for some depth here. I mean, behind the starting three right now, I mean, what do you have? You got Andy Isabella, you got Brandon Johnson, you got Scotty Miller. That's not going to really move the needle if a guy like, you know, even Calvin Austin or Van Jefferson gets hurt. So they pretty much have made their bed, or pretty much made a bed. They just kind of tuck it in a little bit here right now in the last week here. And they're going to have to lay in it now because there's not much options out there. I think, like I said, I think they'll find somebody, but you're going to be probably underwhelmed by the guy they bring in.
Percent chance, in your not-so-humble opinion, that Najee Harris is back next year with the Steelers?
Percent chance, 7.
That's it?
7.
Wow.
I mean, I just don't think they would be interested enough. And you know, it's a two-way street. Is he interested enough to come back after not getting the kind of money or not picking up his option either? You go out there and he's earned the right, every right in the world, to go out there and see what free agency offers him. And if he gets, if it was anything like the offseason this past year, it's going to be a decent amount of money. I mean, it's going to be, you know, $6-8 million a year, I would assume, right now, if he's on this trajectory. And the Steelers aren't going to pay for that much. They still got to pay Jaylen Warren. I mean, he's a restricted free agent next year, and I think that's something around $3 million. So, and unless Najee really wants to come back and they give him a competitive offer, I don't see him coming back, and I don't see them giving him an offer before the free agency starts where he doesn't go out and realize that, there's other teams out here that might want to pay me.
Why wouldn't they be interested? That's the part I don't get. He looks like a whole new guy in this offense now that you, especially now that you have a quarterback who makes people respect the, what?
They figure that Jaylen Warren could probably do the same type of thing with less money. That's what I mean. A lot of talk today about, you know, from Eddie Faulkner, running back coach, was the scheme of Arthur Smith being able to produce these type of plays and bigger holes. Even Pat Meyer, the offensive line coach, was saying that. So if you take that into account and just interject Jaylen Warren, who's a, you know, pretty good running back himself, for half the price, that's why.
Yeah, it's nice to have two. I don't know, man. He looks different. He's averaging 4.5 yards a carry. And yeah. It's nice to have two. I don't agree with you. I think there's a higher percentage there.
Oh yeah, I just don't. I think a lot of things have to come together for that to happen. I don't think that's number one on the priority list in the off season. Though, let's get Najee Harris. Even if he is a third, the more successful he is, the more money he's going to get in the free agency market.
Yeah, but how much? Better. It's just running back. So even if we're talking big money, it's still big money for a running back, which really isn't big money.
They felt that he wasn't worth $7 million this year, did they?
Right, and he looks like a completely different guy in this offense and now with this quarterback.
So would you give him Saquon Barkley money?
No.
No. Would you give him...
Will anybody give him Saquon Barkley money?
That's what I'm saying. You look at the top five or six free agents, running backs this past year, and they got paid anywhere between $5 and $9 million a year. And I just don't think that they're willing to do that. If they were willing to do that, they would have done that in June or May.
I agree with Dulac that they were waiting to see how he fit into an Arthur Smith offense before they were willing to.
That. I think that was a. I think that was an organizational plant, so to speak. And there's nothing against Dulac because all of us were told the same thing separately, which means they wanted that out there of why. And I just don't believe that.
Okay.
I just don't believe that. That they wanted to see what he was. Well, you want to see what he can do in this offense? Go look what Derrick Henry was able to do. Go see what the guys in Atlanta were able to do. You could pretty much get a guess of what Najee was going to be able to do if he stayed healthy. The difference between Najee this year and every other year is basically one thing. He's turning 10-yard gains into 40-yard gains. Is that him? Partly. Is it the offensive line? Partly. If it's the offensive coordinator, which might be about 50% of the reason why that's happening.
Yeah, I also think you have a quarterback who makes the defense respect the idea that he could go over their heads with a ball. You don't have 27 guys at the line of scrimmage like he's faced his whole career.
Well, he complained about that. He complained about that the first 5 weeks of the season. I don't hear him complaining about that right now.
No, because it's all changed. I like, especially for a team that claims it wants to be that physical, run-first team, to have two backs. Derrick Henry was signed for $8 million a year. That's nothing. That's less than what Larry Ogunjobi's getting paid to do nothing on the defensive line.
Derrick Henry has a ton of carries under his belt. But let me go to this route here, Joe. It sounds like to me is that offseason plan of the Pittsburgh Steelers of how they wanted to approach this season that you are now agreeing with. Run the ball, play action, deep shots, defense, don't turn the ball over.
No, they're
buying into it.
Well, when did I disagree with that?
Probably when Fields was quarterback. I don't know if you were or not. I'm just trying to pick you up.
What's happening here? I don't remember that. But I agree with the idea of having a diverse offense that can throw the ball. Let's not forget that deep into the fourth quarter the other night, they still were passing more than running. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I just want an offense that scores, that moves the football. And usually when I look around the league, that means that you can do both, whatever a given night calls for. And
that's because you have a quarterback with machismo.
Machismo. And you have a running back who is looking better than he ever has. And I just think that creates a different conversation.
Hey, let's worry about next year, man. How about that? He has that machismo.
No, we're talking about next year now, especially during the bye week. We're sitting back and analyzing it. So just because you said that, I was going to hit you with this question anyway. What about Russell? What if he just continues to be good to very good and they get in the playoffs, maybe win a playoff game? What sort of tax bracket does he put himself into? I don't think it goes to the 50 million guys, does it? No. Where is he then?
And what will happen? One. That's a tough one because he's going to be 36 here very soon, and you don't want to commit a ton of money to a 36-year-old. If Russell Wilson is true to his word, and I wouldn't believe that he wouldn't be, his goal is to win championships, right? Mm-hmm. He got a ton of money in the bank. His wife got a ton of money in the bank. I'm not counting either one of their money or not and tell them who needs money or not. But if he really wants to be that guy who is a surefire Hall of Famer, he needs another championship. And maybe he takes somewhat of a discount. When I say discount, you give him three for maybe 70 with that last year being able to get out of it. So you're looking 20 plus, 23, 25 plus a season. I think that might get the job done.
How about the Baker Mayfield plan?
I'm not up on my Baker Mayfield contract, so you might have to enlighten me.
3 years, $100 million, 28 signing bonus, $50 million guaranteed. A little less than that, right around there?
First of all, that $50 million guaranteed probably would not happen for the Steelers. I would do that if you make that last year sort of voidable or you can get out from under it. You don't want to commit yourself to a soon-to-be 40-year-old guy for anywhere 30, 40 million bucks, whatever it is. That probably wouldn't be bad. Maybe three for 100. That sounds good. Three for 100. A less signing bonus and be able to get out from under that final year. That sounds like a good plan. But, Omar and the money guy here have not asked my opinion. But if they did, I will bring that. I will say Joe Starkey said give him the Baker Mayfield contract. Which is a good idea, Joe. Good idea.
Thank you.
Good jumping off course.
If I had Omar on here and he would tell me what was going on, I would. I have you on here with your opinions.
Nobody in this organization tells you what's going on, so.
I know. That's why they pay you the big bucks to come on here with opinions about things. Limits, what is happening with this guy today?
Come on, Mark.
He doesn't want to talk about the future. He doesn't want to give me contract numbers. What is happening?
This is the last. This is the last time I give you credit for anything. I'm like, I'm going to mix it up a little bit and say, Joe, good idea with the Baker Mayfield. You throw it back in my face.
You're telling me, I don't know. I'm not Omar. I'm not this. I'm not that. Why are we talking about the future?
I don't have their books. I don't know exactly what they want to pay.
I'm not asking you for what exactly they're going to do. You don't know. But we're paying you a lot of money, nine figures, to give opinions.
No, that's pony money right there. But I think that's a good place. There's a lot of ifs attached to that. If he stays healthy, if he wants to come back, if they win, if Justin Fields goes everywhere, you're making me speculate freaking 9 months from now.
Yes, I think those are questions that are on everybody's mind.
I'm singularly focused.
I know. On to Washington, I think, is the phrase. Man, that was good. Do you have there was a rumor around that the leaders approached George Pickens a couple weeks ago because of a call from Todd in Pittsburgh to the PM guys back when George was having troubles. This was his suggestion, Mark. I want to know if this happened.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room? Like, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
That sounds like something Christian Kuntz would say in an exact accent.
That is incredible.
What you doing? I'm sure that they have yet to go up to him and say, what you doing?
Yeah, well, maybe if there's another problem.
Say, hey, what are you doing?
May I engage Mark in a game of free association?
You may.
This has gotten a little bit testy today, but that's okay. We like it that way.
You allowed to say that word?
Yeah, I think so in a certain context. Sure. Fan weather brought to you. Do you remember when Chris Snyder played for the Pirates and he was listed on the injury report as having a broken testicle? I didn't know that was possible, Mark. Did you?
I'm sure there's all possibility. I thought you meant Chris Snyder, the fullback or running back for Penn Trafford about 30 years ago that does games on high school games on TV.
He had a broken testicle too?
No. Oh. I remember back in the day that the running back for the Cardinals, Johnny Johnson, had a chest. That's as close as I get into testicle.
Thank you, Mark. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 29 or 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High 75 today with sunny skies. All right, a very quick game. Who wins the AFC North?
Baltimore.
Steelers a playoff team?
Yeah, they're in.
Okay, I'm just asking because I've seen them collapse like a wet paper towel in years under Mike Tomlin as well. Just asking, how many wins do they get?
10. That's not really a resounding response from you there, Joe.
No, I'm on to Washington. Cleveland Browns better off without Deshaun Watson, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Zach Fraser back in the lineup for the Washington game?
I actually spoke with him today, and I think everything's trending that way. So, yes.
There's another Nick Herbig back for that game?
I did not talk to him. I saw him talking. I do not know, but I would say yes.
Roman Wilson takes one snap this year. I guess that's is it still possible this year?
Yeah, I think he has to be on IR for 4 or 5 weeks. I saw him today. He didn't look like he was limping, so maybe this is one of those wink, wink, nod, nod injuries, right?
So does he take a snap for the Steelers this year?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much saw what we saw.
Cam Sutton, what's his role going to be in 5 words or less compared to Beanie Bishop's? He's ready to go, apparently.
It's going to be slow at first, but he'll take over that spot of nickel.
Wow. Now we've hit upon something limits. Why would he take the spot of a guy that has 3 picks?
Well, just because he has 3 picks that 2 bounced crazily. I'm not ripping on Beanie Bishop, but he's gotten better. But I think Cam Sutton's just on a different level. I mean, I watched him out here at OTAs, and he was spectacular. So I think he just is a better ball player at this time in his career.
That's the first time I've heard the terms Cam Sutton and spectacular in the same sentence.
Come on.
Come on.
He's a smart guy. Cam Sutton is a pretty good football player.
Okay.
Maybe he struggled in Detroit last year. Oh,
there's no maybes about it.
One. Yeah. Well, that's not where they're going to play him. So.
Okay. So as a slot corner, you're saying he will be really good.
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to take a couple weeks to get him up to speed, jump on that moving train. But I think eventually he'll get back to that form who he was here a couple years ago.
Any good Danny Smith story to leave us with?
Danny Smith. I just tried at the front desk. There's a kind of that double bubble gum that he chews.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me try this. I grabbed a piece of that. That's the worst tasting stuff I've ever had in my life. Oh no, the equipment guys are coming after me. I gotta leave. No, it's awful.
Right now?
No, they were.
Okay.
Big Cow. Big Cow is a Marshall guy. And Derek, he's the one that looks like exactly like Ben Roethlisberger. So.
All right.
But yeah, that gum, awful. Now, I don't know how he chews it. I had one piece, and my jaw felt like it was going to detach. So that's my best Danny Smith story for today.
Thank you, big boy.
All right. See you guys.